Welcome to Atlanta. What's up? 1550 Now probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official, unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I was trying to think of the network and everything. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. This weather's weird. Now it's getting cold. I was like,
somebody said that Chicago weather was on shuffle. And I was like, you ain't never lied.
That's a great way to describe it.
It is.
All right, season 11, episode 25, Ready or Not. I don't know who produced this episode. This was the dumbest thing I've seen. So they have been, for lack of a better term, aping what the Real Housewives franchise does as far as when the show starts, it'll jump from scene to scene. Mm-hmm. The first scene we got was a pedicure with Zell and Sierra. They're getting nails done. Zell is drained over this potential court case. Doesn't know when it will be, but he can't leave. He's going to miss Santana's VMA because Santana Saucy got nominated for a VMA. So he's going to throw Saucy Santana a birthday. Sierra says, I'm going to help with the guest list because I know Atlanta. Bet. Shoot over to Spice, walking in to congratulate Shekinah on her new funeral home. I'm right in my... Then we're done. She just walks in with some balloons.
That's it. And I feel like they threw that shitty only because she complained about them not shining all her light on her funeral home some episodes ago.
And then Rashida takes a pic with her fans at the bistro. And then the episode can properly start with Jock. So Jock's at home. And him and Kendra discuss Gianna, his daughter, and her mother, Gloria, in a more calm way. He restates that their paths will cross, Gloria and Kendra, and she still isn't on board with that. So she changes the subject. She wants to go to Santana's birthday party to show support and clear the air. Jock is hesitant about going due to his comments about performing in front of an all-male crowd. He says his comments don't mean he's homophobic. And he's worried about someone confronting him and him not wanting to talk about it. And that becomes a thing. They were better off leaving this whole thing alone. Because when they try to have this conversation at the birthday party, it's just idiotic, right? And it was a couple of things that bothered me. And this is how people are. I get it. When you have a blind spot or a flaw in your psychology or your personality, you'll say, this is me. And then you won't even question why this is you, right? So sometimes the producer will ask good questions, right? One of the questions I would ask Jock is, if Eminem has sat there on Vlad TV and said he does not feel comfortable performing in front of an all-black audience, how many thoughts would you have got to be like, he might be low-key racist? I'm not saying you. So, right.
And then he wouldn't answer like that. He'd have been like, well, if he's uncomfortable, he's uncomfortable to justify himself.
But this is my other question. To Jock, why? Right? Because Jock seems to me, he came from the hood. He's been in the trap. So you mean to tell me
it was going down?
Yeah, you're comfortable around killers and drug dealers, but you're not comfortable around gay men. That could be his truth. But why would you? Why would I be comfortable around somebody who could take a life, but not comfortable around somebody who sleeps with men?
Like, I think you just don't want to be perceived, and I don't know how you could be, Mr. Jock, but perceived that you are gay because you're performing with.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, people would rather be associated and look like, oh, this person might rob a nigga, shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, than to look like they are gay. That's wild. But like,
it was weird because I think that's where Saucy was going with it, but then he went to, like, you think all gays are stereotypical? And I'm like, no. And it was a dumb place to have it. But also, Jock had later on, because I didn't have it in my notes, so I don't think he did at that part, talked about his hairstyle. And he was like, when I changed my hairstyle, people thought I was gay. I was like, all right. But people think a lot of things because I didn't get gay. It was just like, what do you do? A lot of times,
I do like how the conversation was dealt with. Like, I feel like each party was able to hear each other out for at least the amount that they edited for us.
But I was like, why are y'all having this at a club?
At a club.
This is dumb. Yeah. Speaking of dumb, this tea party. Oh my God. So Spice was like,
"What's the tea?"
Yeah, we gotta put and then point to the, and this is the problem too, guys. So we get to this tea party. Spice has Rennie Rucci, Sierra, Yandy, and Rashida. Rashida didn't have no tea, so we could skip over any of that. But they're like, "Oh, hold your class and
treat the person." I would think that. I don't know. I would think that. Is them all the main characters? I didn't see all the women main characters.
It's Erica,
outside of Carly.
Erica, Banks, Amy Luciani.
Yeah, I would have think in this particular scene you couldn't have Erica, but yeah. I would have thought in this particular scene this would have been more of a unified girl thing than just the
Jessica four, White five. Is another one who's not who wasn't yeah. there. Okay, so they do this. Sierra's up first. Sierra has been dating. She made out with a guy, and said folks making a big deal about it. One, you posted it because we could see this picture, so you wanted them to make a big deal out. Two. What's going on here? Where's my timeline at? The last time we seen Sarah with a man, she was serving Eric. Is the divorce still happening? Did the divorce happen? When did you meet this guy? What's the over? Was Eric telling the truth? Are you really? Why are we not getting this on screen, right? So then Rennie is in a whole relationship. Last time we saw Rennie with a guy, it was her baby daddy. How is that going? Why are y'all giving us stuff that don't matter? So I'm like, if y'all don't care, why should we care? And then Yandy, she just detailed her meetup between Rennie and Erica and how it didn't happen. And Rennie felt like it was disrespectful to Yandy. So Sierra feels Erica should mature and hopes that Erica Banks and Rennie make amends. Spice has been dealing with some health issues. This last scene bothered me so much. I was like, oh, we'll get to it because I'm both about to say. She has to have another hernia surgery. She has to do her organs have been failing and doctors need to diagnose to see what's wrong with it. She's going to have a celebration of 1 year of life. And Yandy asks if Carly's going to get an invite. And she says, maybe if I write her a letter, it will help better with the conversation. It don't because Spice is not ready to have a conversation. She wants to have a one-sided conversation. Chaotic. This is, oh good. Another thing that happens off screen. So it is chaotic and Jessica. This is how they paint this picture. I'm like, what the fuck are these two people doing together? And Chaotic said, I'm trying to wine and dine you. You know, me and Erica ain't been seeing eye to eye. Don't worry about that. She's been in a polyester of all polyesters. I don't think she was in. I know we know what Nick was doing. I don't know if she was privy to what all Nick was doing. So that's out of. But why are we not seeing that Erica and Chaotic are having issues? Why are y'all just telling
us? Yeah, y'all just telling us some shit.
They're like, all right, that storyline's done. Try to holler at her.
That's because they is all over the place. Like, what is happening in the editing room? Yes. What are y'all be looking just at?
Just focus. She brings up the awkward studio moment with Saucy, who felt bombarded. And then we meet, Saucy shows up with his friend, Vamir. I think it was V-M-I-R. They talk about the studio session. She apologizes for putting him on the spot. And he was basically on something like, I need to know if I like you first. And Saucy likes Atlanta, but he's not a fan of Zell throwing him in his birthday party due to his friend choice and the altercation that happened at the restaurant. Then Vamir asked about Jock's comments. He asked the whole table, like, what y'all think? Saucy thinks Jock is too worried about what the hood thinks. Chaotic brings up that Jay did a song with Frank Ocean and Young Thug did a song with Elton John. And Jock got a lot of kids, so he shouldn't have turned down $250,000. He could have just said Jay-Z's mom's lesbian. He just skipped right over that part. But you make the point with the kids. And you know what? Here's the wild part about it. If it was wondering what other people think, it's so wild because we live in a society where we're like, I can't believe you did that shit. Now I got the bag. They paid me. Like, what just happened? Alicia Keys went over to Saudi Arabia. Rihanna just did something to India. Even if these countries we don't be like have the best of friends with or best of terms with, we be like, man, they got the bag. So you trying to tell me
they got the bag and you not going to go do it?
Yeah, nah, I can't do it. His kids should have been mad at him for that. I'm like, man, you ain't gonna get that? All right.
10,000 for each one of us. Gonna get the shmoney.
Where we at? Sierra.
And especially in today's age, I'm sorry. Especially in today's, you already opened your mouth to be like, I'm cool, love what you gonna love, da, da, da. But you uncomfortable being in a space with a lot of them. That's what you said. I don't want to be in a space with a lot of them.
And again, what's going to happen? Sierra Rennie tell Carly how she and Spice need to talk. They convince her that she misses her and needs Spice in her life. Carly agrees to sit down, but not talk. Carly is going to talk, y'all. Saucy arrives and shows
love. She tried to, at least.
Yes, shows love to the strippers. Jack and Kendra arrive, and Zell asks right off the bat, so what's up with the interview? Saucy explains he thinks that Jack feels like gays, the stereotypical gays, and says there's hood gays too. Jack doubled down on how he wouldn't be comfortable.
It is.
Yeah, brings up hair and how folks judge him. He says he loves everyone. There's just some things you're not comfortable with. And then, so that's how they end that, right? Then Sierra, the little shit starter, she says, Zell, you was nervous outside. What was that about? And Saucy says, well, because he had went out of town, but he wasn't answering his phone. He was being sneaky on Snapchat. How can you be sneaky on Snapchat, though? I never was a Snapchat person, so I can't speak to this. But I've been a social media person, right? I've been that person where during the social media age where I said to a chick like, yeah, I'm finna lay down because conversation getting boring. And then be like, shit, I can't fucking tweet now because she follows me and I just told her I was going to sleep. So I don't understand how I could be in a whole relationship and say, sneak out of town and then post it on Snap. I'm like, I'm not being sneaky. I kind of want you to know that I'm doing this. And he lied about losing his phone. But what are the new lies? Y'all got to tell me. Because I remember the lies back in the day were like, nobody had a charger. Remember that? Y'all can't still be getting that one off. So,
and nobody had no charger, so my phone had that note. Yeah. Bitch, you turned it off. Yeah. Okay.
So he lied about losing his phone so he could go to an after-hour spot.
Since, so go and have a good time, is what he said.
Yeah, since Saucy don't approve of his fans. And then Sierra was like, all right, y'all handle that. I'm out.
Bye.
And that was in the scene. So we don't even see if they the way they shoot these. You know what? Here's what I would say. It's hard to edit this show because you know how there'll be, maybe Game of Thrones or something like that, where you'd be like, I can edit this because it was, Walking Dead probably even better. It's a lot of filler. We can cut. They cut too much. Maybe this should have been, looking at this scene, Tea Party could have been longer. Jack, I'll take the Jack Kendra scene. The birthday scene should have been longer. I don't think we needed the Chaotic and Jessica White scene to do this. And then the Brat scene in Yandy, cool, and then Spice. But the Brat scene could have been saved for the next episode. But you could have had these long scenes that let people just dive in. Instead, it's just quick, 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 quick. What are we doing? And you trying to tell me Yandy didn't prep the Brat to be on her team?
Right. You went into this tripping. You just automatically knew they was going to be on your side and agreed with everything you was doing.
Yeah, so Yandy and Mandici's meet with the Brat and BB Judy to talk to them about IVF. And the Brat loves being a mom. Brat thinks that it would be, what's her name? Mandici's child. And she wouldn't let Judy give her egg to someone. So Yandy thought Brat was going to be on her side. So she switches the combo to shots. And then they explain to her, you're going to get these shots every day. And she's like, oh, I didn't think so because I'm not carrying it. She was like, she didn't carry the baby either. What are you talking about? Which she, again, are these your friends? Because we knew the Brat carried the baby. We saw the Brat pregnant.
Right.
So you either didn't know Brat got the shots or whatever. They ask about how would you explain this to the child later on, and how would you feel if the child called you mom? And Yandy just shot about, that's our way in the future. We ain't got to worry about that. And this is but we should have a plan in order for this. I don't know if this storyline going anywhere either, because I don't care enough about this cousin to look her up to see if there's a baby on the way. Obviously, this was done last year.
Right.
All right. Let's get ready for this mess. Don't be writing me no 6-page letter, though. And don't expect me to respond to it. And they shot this scene for a minute because it started off high noon. it's past midnight by the time they finish with this scene. So Spice meets with Carly, and Spice hands her this 6-page letter explaining everything that hurt her. Carly thanks her for the letter. And Spice gets to, so I guess they took time for Carly to read the letter. So, but if she didn't, Spice says throughout the relationship, she felt less than. The song made her feel used. That's when Carly submitted their song for a Grammy. Carly apologizes. You know what bothers me? There's two things that people do a lot. Well, I guess men do one. It's when men get caught cheating or fucking up, they'd be like, I'm not perfect. I never said I was perfect.
Oh my God. And I'm like,
nobody
yes.
asked you to be perfect. Just be honest. Number two, though, that bothers me is when somebody fucks up, they'd be like, it wasn't my intention. I feel like that shouldn't be said. If I thought it was your intention, we wouldn't have no conversation. I felt like you vehemently, you did this on purpose. We ain't gonna right. be cool no more.
That,
so you
that's
can save
true.
That part. She told people she was scared. Well, Carly said, I was scared because you, Spice, you physically attacked me. Oh, Spice, did I write when Spice said the dumbest shit? Yeah, I did. So Spice has example. Carly said, I was hurt because you said I came to the DR just to go out, you know, go and party. This is what bothers me. We hear of somebody we've never heard of. Some girl named Angel.
Yeah. Right?
And I was on some message board and they was like, well, this Angel girl is friends with Carly. And this is, take this with a grain of salt. They were trying to explain this. And Angel was messing with one of Spice men. And this is why they have all. What? Okay. All right. Listen, I get that everybody can't be on TV. Mm-hmm. But you just could have had us have a throwaway scene to be like, she ain't really mad. Carly could say, I don't really think she mad at me. She probably mad at my friend. And I had no idea what my... Now, it'd be lying. Carly might be lying. She probably did have know her friend was messing with her man. Or whatever. But at least, because we come to this and be like, wait, there was
the
a whole other wrinkle?
No.
I don't think it was a dude who worked at... who worked for VH1 or whatever. I don't think it was that guy. But it was a lot. And you're thinking, who is this angel? Y'all just gonna throw a name at us? So they talk over each other until Spice decides to walk away, since like, I'm a bully, so I'm gonna be a bully. And then they
don't
have,
do that.
They have this.
I was quite annoyed with Spice.
Yeah, but then Spice, y'all, here's what she did. They asked her, she was like, yo, you said all these things, you did this. Spice was like, I'm Jamaican. You're Caribbean.
You know how we talk, how we do.
So all Jamaicans threaten people. Quote unquote threaten. Y'all don't, it's like, what is going on? You blame your West Indian heritage on like threatening
people? She did. She did.
Stop that. You know better.
I ain't gonna hug you because Spice was getting on my nerve because you really wanted her to understand your point of view and not hear shit Carly had to say.
That's the problem, because Carly was throughout this whole thing was like, but don't I get to respond? Don't I get to respond? Yeah. She's like, nah, you don't.
You trying to make me come off like the bully, bitch. You were like, let's not act like you didn't try to attack the girl. Cause you did.
Yes. That's what it makes.
And now that I'm saying something about it, you trying to shut me up so I don't talk about it. But bitch, what you did.
All right, let me give y'all this. Cause our episodes be really short because I don't need to be that much meat. Because it goes zip, zip, zip. So this person wrote this. So it was this makeup artist that Carly is friends with. It has been for a few years. Spice started to get her to do her makeup for her. Had her come over to her house and they became cool for a few years, et cetera, et cetera. Whole time, the girl used to mess with Spice's man. Carly tried to act like she never knew anything when it was something involving her. She starts to play the victim. That's what Carly does. When Spice confronted her and Carly about everything, so I guess the angel girl, Carly blew it off like it was no big deal and said she talked to the makeup artist, said he talked to the makeup artist before Spice. And the person puts, okay, and y'all went in her face, y'all went in her house, she was blah, 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 ends up moving out of the place she was staying and brought her current house, which is 40 minutes outside of Atlanta. Carly then proceeds to then follow Spice out to where she currently lives. She was doing everything she could to get a house in Spice's neighborhood and eventually purchased the house behind Spice, which we saw that as a storyline. Uh-huh. Spice said Carly tried to do this for a storyline because she didn't have one. Then was trying to go around Rashida and other people making it like Spice's meme. Don't know what's wrong with her, blah, blah. Whole time she knew why. I said the convos on Love and Hip Hop was forced and fake. Knowing that the cameras were rolling, Carly wouldn't see her breathe. I don't know what that means. Carly is still friends with a makeup artist, and Spice has to come home and see the BS when that's part of the reason why she left Atlanta. I didn't know Spice left Atlanta. I just know she's on Baddies West or whatever on Zeus. So I don't know if she moved. But that's what, like I said, take that with a grain of salt. Makes more sense than what we's getting for just like some DR and you didn't let my friends come or whatever. I think the best part was Carly talking to herself.
She was talking for the camera.
Yes. It was like,
she was like, let me get what I got to say out because she's not going to let me say it to her.
She was like, I love her. I love her. And I'm always going to love her. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because Carly says, I love you. Oh, wow. Spice is crying. And like, you make it seem like I'm the bad person. Spice feels like Carly doesn't understand why Spice is hurt. And then next time, Carly has plans for Kai cheating. Spice has a celebration of life. Mama D has some video. And I guess we end with Erica versus Diamond. And Zell saying, is this over Scrappy? Too many people on this damn show.
I be forgetting about storylines.
All right. That is it. Because I don't have any Atlanta people. Oh, I guess we do. I mean, not really, because they're nowhere near. But I guess Waka Flocka Flame and... what's her girl name? Tammy and his new girlfriend got into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't... This was so dumb. So I guess Tammy had posted some shit, right? She didn't say any names. And the new girl had responded to it. And then Tammy's whole thing was like, we still married, so you know the divorce papers ain't signed and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on
here? I feel like I didn't realize they got married.
I didn't either. So what was it? So being washed up and can't let go of your past is type crazy. That's what Mel showed. Here's new girl. This is the one because it's giving jealous and bitter. No one can make me jealous over a seat I have first. You wouldn't be sitting there if I didn't get up. I don't like anybody.
Y'all
does
be
that.
Holding 10 tones down into that shit.
I don't listen. I would never disrespect any woman I dated or with their current relationship and be like, man, if I ain't fuck up, I'd have had her. I'm like, no, it life happened. I don't care about any of this. I'm not like, I did you a favor, homie. Nah, we good. So that's why I was like, Tammy, I like you. Don't do that dumb shit. Like,
listen,
like, man,
don't be that girl.
Because she was like, we still got to talk because of our daughter. And I was like, yeah, he was a good stepfather. I can't remember the daughter's name or whatever. But yeah, so that was that. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
@SXShell. You follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappity Chat. At iMias with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515 AF. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.